Buenos días, buenas tardes o buenas noches, and welcome to Spanish Obsessed. Yo soy Rob, I'm Rob, and you're listening to Spanish Obsessed Beginners, where we help beginner Spanish learners navigate those early stages of learning the language. ¿Cómo estás? How are you? Yo estoy muy bien hoy, I'm really good today. Anna and Liz have been sent off to Liz's sister who lives nearby, so I've been left with a nice quiet house and recording studio, which is what I call our spare bedroom, to get on with recording some podcasts. You might hear some really weird bird noises. I'm not sure if they're birds or insects, but if you can hear that, then apologies. We kind of live out in the sticks here, so we do get some nature sounds in the background. So last year, Liz and I got married, not once, but twice. Once in England, in a small wedding, and once in Colombia, just south of Bogota, in a much bigger wedding. And that's the focus of this episode, not particularly on our weddings, but talking about relationships and particularly how to talk about your or someone's civil state, let's say. So whether that person is married, single, divorced, etc. This was something which often confused me because it uses, when you talk about your civil state, you could use the verb estar or ser. So you could say estoy casado, but you could also say soy casado. And this is really weird because I thought estar kind of implies temporariness or let's say a particular state, and my state is married, estoy casado. But then hopefully it's something permanent as well, so I could say soy casado. So what's going on here? What's the difference between estoy casado and soy casado? Well, that's something which we'll be exploring in this podcast, so make sure you listen to the end for the explanation of what's going on there. For now, listen to this dialogue between me and Liz, where we talk about different relationships. As you listen to the dialogue, I want you to listen out for phrases and vocabulary which relates to relationship status. So let's have a listen now.
Oye, ¿sabes si Marta y Carlos están saliendo? Son muy cercanos.
No, Marta y Carlos no están saliendo. Creo que Carlos está soltero y Marta tiene pareja.
Ah, ¿y sabes con quién sale Marta?
Sí, Marta está saliendo con Miguel ahora. Pero Miguel está divorciado desde hace poco.
Mi amigo Pablo también acaba de separarse de su esposa.
¡Qué pena! La separación debe ser difícil para él.
Sí, Pablo está muy triste.
So, let's take this dialogue again line by line, and I'll call out some of the specific vocabulary and structures which are really useful to us when we're talking about relationships.
Oye, ¿sabes si Marta y Carlos están saliendo? Son muy cercanos.
So, I said, ¿sabes si Marta y Carlos están saliendo? Do you know if Marta and Carlos are going out? Son muy cercanos. They're very close. So what I want to call out here is this phrase, salir con alguien. And that means literally to go out with someone. And we heard it here when I said Marta y Carlos están saliendo. Martha and Carlos are going out. And I think this is quite a good one to remember because it's one of those few cases where it's a kind of literal translation which works in English as well. So salir is literally to leave or to go out. So it's sort of weird to say you're going out with someone when you think about it in that way. But Spanish do that as well. They use the verb salir con alguien, to go out with someone.
No, Marta y Carlos no están saliendo. Creo que Carlos está soltero y Marta tiene pareja.
Ah.
So there we heard it again. Marta y Carlos no están saliendo. Martha and Carlos are not going out. Creo que Carlos está soltero. So here's another one I want to call out. Estar soltero. O estar soltera. What do you think it means? It means to be single. So, creo que Carlos está soltero means I think Carlos is single. So, soltero is an adjective meaning single. And it changes for masculine or feminine. So, Carlos is a man, so it's soltero. If it's for a woman, it would be soltera.
¿Y sabes con quién sale Marta?
Sí, Marta está saliendo con Miguel ahora.
So, I said, ¿sabes con quién sale Marta? Do you know who Marta is going out with? Again, that verb salir, to go out with someone. Le said, sí, Marta está saliendo con Miguel ahora. Yes, Martha or Marta is going out with Miguel right now.
Pero Miguel está divorciado desde hace poco.
And another piece of vocabulary for talking about civil state. Miguel está divorciado desde hace poco. Miguel is divorced since a while back. So, estar divorciado for a man or estar divorciada for a woman. To be divorced.
Mi amigo Pablo también acaba de separarse de su esposa.
¡Qué pena! La separación debe ser difícil para él.
Sí, Pablo está muy triste.
Mi amigo Pablo, my friend Pablo, también acaba de separarse, has also just separated de su esposa from his wife. So the useful piece of vocabulary here is separarse. That means to get separated. Separate is separar, but to get separated is separarse. It's the same concept with casar and casarse. So with casar, you could say Rob está casado con Liz. Rob is married with or to Liz. But when we say casarse with the se on the end, that means to get married. So yo me caso mañana is I'm getting married tomorrow. And it's the same difference here with separar, to separate, and separarse, to get separated. Then Liz said, qué pena, what a shame. La separación, the separation, debe ser difícil para él, must be difficult for him. And then finally I said, sí, Pablo está muy triste. Yes, Pablo is very sad. So a quick review of some of the vocabulary which we met there relating to relationships. The first one was salir, to go out. And that's literally the same as we use in English. Salir con alguien, to go out with someone. Están saliendo, they're going out. Rob está saliendo con Liz, Rob is going out with Liz. This is, I think, one of the simplest ones for us English speakers. Then we have states, so civil states, if you like. For example, soltero and soltera. Estar soltero, estar soltera. To be single. O for the masculine, a for the feminine. Estar divorciado o estar divorciada. That's to be divorced. And you could have, we didn't hear it in the dialogue, but you could have está separado o está separada. Or for the two of them, están separados. They're separated. So all of these civil states, relationship states, if you like, use the verb estar to indicate a state. But the truth is, we can use either ser or estar with relationships. So let's focus on being married. When you talk about if someone is married, you can say es casado or está casado in the case of a man. So what's the difference here? Well, you use es casado, so that's the verb ser, when you just want to say what group the person belongs to. And this is kind of weird, but it's basically like saying, if you say soy casado, you're saying I'm someone who's part of the married people group. I kind of belong to that group. So you could think of this, you'd use this if you're, I don't know, filling out a form in an office somewhere and they ask you, what's your civil state? You would say, soy casado. Whereas we do use the verb estar, so estoy casado, or él está casado, or ella está casada, when you want to talk about the person getting married at some point. So the emphasis is changing here. We're kind of saying the person changed from being single to being married. So if you say, for example, Juan es casado, that's like saying Juan is a married man. He belongs with all the other married people. He's in the married people group. If you say Juan está casado, it's saying Juan wasn't married before, but now he is married. So again, when you say es casado, you talk using the verb ser, we're talking about someone's identity as a married person. But when you say está casado or casada, we're talking about the change of state to being married from being single. So it's a subtle difference where we use it in everyday life. If someone says, or if you're talking about yourself, you would normally say estoy casado. And if you say soy casado, that's grammatically fine, but it has a slight difference in meaning. It sounds a little bit more formal. Like I said, is used more in those cases when you're talking about your identity. So that applies to casado, but it also applies to, for example, divorciado or separado. You can use those relationship status adjectives with both ser and estar, and the difference between them is the same as we just talked about with casado. So I hope that makes sense. We're not going to include any exercises with this podcast, but if you feel you need to listen again, then by all means do. Don't forget, you can head over to SpanishObsessed.com/start to get your hands on our free fluency phrasebook. And otherwise, I will see you in the next episode. In the next episode, we are finally going to start talking about the past. So, I will see you there. Nos vemos el próximo episodio. Hasta luego.